The structure standing before you is the castle of Casale Monferrato, an imposing palimpsest of stone that chronicles centuries of military transitions and courtly splendor. The origins of this fortress date back to the second half of the 14th century, when John II Palaeologus, Marquis of Monferrato, ordered its construction. Initially, the stronghold developed primarily around the courtyard facing the present-day square. However, between the late 15th and early 16th centuries, as Casale was elevated to the capital of the Monferrato Marquisate, the castle underwent a profound transformation. It shed its purely defensive nature to accommodate the Monferrato court, adding a second courtyard and refined residential spaces. As you observe its characteristic hexagonal layout, you will notice a geometry defined by long, angled curtain walls. This configuration is the result of a late 16th century intervention commissioned by William Gonzaga, Duke of Mantua and Lord of Monferrato, who redesigned the complex to withstand the devastating advancements of modern artillery, making the castle a prime model of military architecture. If the surrounding square appears vast today, it is because during the 19th and early 20th centuries, the building saw the demolition of its massive casemated ravelins and perimeter glacis. Yet, these walls preserve an immortal literary legacy. Together with the nearby, now lost, citadel, this castle and its famous 17th century sieges were immortalized by Alessandro Manzoni in Chapter 27 of his masterpiece, The Betrothed.